Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jeff, dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, we'll run this one until we get to the vocals. One of my absolute favorite Eagles songs. Thrilled when they brought it back into the set list, which is currently the Eagles are resting now, I believe. They start up again in October or September, perhaps. Those Shoes from the Long Run album. What do you think of that one?
I love that song, as you probably already know.
You love every Eagles song, as I do.
Thank you.
There's just other songs I love, too.
That's why when I do my top 100, there will not be Eagles songs.
Well, that's ridiculous.
If you did a legitimate top 100 songs,
it would all be Eagles.
Yeah, because they have like 500 songs when you include all their solo stuff. So it's 20% of their songs. It's not like that's a big reach.
That's just crazy. Thank goodness I have some diversity in my musical taste.
But I like the Eagles more. And Jason Eadie also now excluded from that.
So does Eadie pop some songs into your top 100?
Yeah, he'd have like 17. So I'm going to exclude him too.
Oh, my God. You have always been like this.
What do you mean?
You are a guy who just... It's almost frightening to watch you.
What?
How you just jump in.
Right, I jump in. You kind of wade and... And I jump. But when I jump, it means something.
I have judgment. I take my time. I figure things out.
But you love everything, and I love four things.
I love a lot of things, including that we're watching on ESPN right now. I love that. Jose Martinez with a two-run single in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Colorado Rockies.
Where were the runners?
At second and third.
Okay.
And here I am starting to have a little hope. I like Mike Schilt. They're running the bases better. Their lineup's better. They're hitting the ball better. They've got a young bullpen. I don't know. Tell me what to do. It's not like
wait till 2019. Have some optimism for next year.
They're four games out in the wild card.
Yeah, then it's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
You see this happen all the time. Guys have some turnover on their roster, and they play it better for a little bit. The Indians did it a few years ago when they got rid of Swisher and Bourne. It was false hope.
I'm having fun watching the Cardinals.
There you go. Then just enjoy it. But don't expect it to lead
anything.
I put
it out there today on Twitter. I'm having fun watching it. It's aggravating at times. It's baseball. It's why it's the greatest sport ever, because you got to be there every day for it. You show up every day. My television is tuned to Fox Sports Midwest, and I know a lot of people feel the same way about the Royals, even though they're having a miserable season. They watch them. They take stock in these youngsters that the Royals are playing now, Brett Phillips and O'Hearn and others. That's why baseball, you can never lose hope, because there's always people coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's young players. I mean, I'm pretty darned excited about Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader.
Good.
I think they could be fixtures in
this
outfield.
Unknowns are always exciting.
I mean,
I was excited about Abraham Almonte.
And he's terrible.
Once upon a time.
Francisco Lindor when he showed up. Now he's an all-star.
Of course.
I'm excited. Can
I was sort of excited about Jose Ramirez, even though he was terrible for 2.5 years.
I'm excited to see Chasen Shreve in a Cardinals uniform.
Well,
for crying out loud. That shows you where I am. Why? Who would be excited about that?
You.
Yet I am.
Good.
That's the great thing about baseball. I'm not going to apologize for it. That's who and what I am. Hello, Steve.
Yes.
What's up?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was still Rock was still on.
No, Joe's gone, but I can answer your memorabilia questions. What is it?
Okay, so I always remember early 90s, Ollie was in town promoting some closed circuit fight. Well, the only thing I could find for him to sign was a comic book, Superman versus Muhammad Ali.
He signed that comic book.
He signed the comic book.
$20 million. I'm going to ask you to take that to Joe Rocco and ask him about that, because that sounds like something that would be worth something, in my opinion, Steve.
I wasn't even watching Pawn Stars, just the comic book itself. Guy's getting a couple $100 for it, just the comic book.
Where did he sign it? Did he sign the cover of the book?
The cover, yeah.
Okay.
And it freshly framed after that and keeping it that way. And
make sure you take that out to Joe at North Rock Lanes, okay?
Good deal.
All right.
Good talking to you.
You bet. Didn't that sound like a pretty good item to you?
Yeah, there's one on Amazon, but it's unavailable. It doesn't have a price. $474, and then you add Muhammad Ali's autograph to that. Whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know.
What's Muhammad Ali's autograph for?
No less than $150 on an 8x10.
So you put it on a comic book like that.
We'll say $700.
I'm going to guess you're going to get $1,000 for that.
Okay. But we don't know.
We don't know.
We're
That's
speaking
my
out
guess.
Of turn.
Well, I've been around Joel enough. I've heard him answer these questions enough to have a decent idea.
Yeah, but we don't know.
We don't know.
Joe knows.
Joe may not know everything. He knows a lot.
He knows
no
where
question
to look
about
when
it.
He doesn't know.
Coach's poll out today for college football. We're still a little ways away from starting, but we start this month. High school football starts this month, believe it or not.
Yes, it does.
Where are we? Are we good? Are we excited? Or
you know what?
You?
Here's the thing.
I think you mentioned on the show you're going to try to follow more college football this year.
I'm going to try to watch some college football. We'll see how it goes. And I'm thinking about getting.
What made you decide that?
I'm thinking about getting a Sunday ticket if I can, and I don't know if I can, if it's on my Roku TV or not.
No, it's on DirecTV.
Yeah, but maybe you can't get it?
No, heavens no.
So I guess I'm not going to do that. So how do I watch football? Anyway, I like football, but I don't know if I like the idea of football more than I actually like football. Because I read more about the NFL than probably any other sport. I love reading about the NFL. It interests me. I like knowing who's going to be good or who might be good.
Are you going to watch Hard Knocks with your Cleveland Browns?
Well, that's on HBO, which I don't have, but we'll figure it out.
I don't understand it.
What?
I mean, you can't watch anything. You got
I watch
Roku
everything.
And Hulu, and I'd rather go to
And every show that I need to watch is on Hulu for $7 a month or 12 or whatever it is.
I'd rather rock with a hula hoop than have what you have.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, that's funny.
That was so bad. I've been watching Top Chef lately.
You take a chance once in a while.
Do you enjoy Top Chef?
Never watched it.
It's a good show. Watching season 11.
Never watched it. I do want to go see the new Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise, and I want to watch all the previous Mission Impossibles. I've only seen one.
How many are there?
I believe this is the sixth in this installment.
That's crazy.
And the reviews that this movie is getting are incredible. I can't think of the last movie that's gotten this kind of a review.
How come you aren't nostalgic about that? Can
I
you
never
imagine,
watched Mission Impossible.
No, I'm not even saying that. Can you imagine growing up in the 1960s and saying to your friends, hey, let's go watch the sixth installment of this movie franchise? Ridiculous. I can't imagine anything more uninteresting and uninspiring than six of a movie.
Have you ever heard of James Bond?
Too many.
Jeff, you couldn't have a worse day on this show.
I could.
No, really, you're having a terrible day, and you'll need to go home tonight, and either you don't drink, so that's out. You'll probably just need to bury your head under your pillow.
Mission possible.
I mean, you could not have a worse day on any show ever.
Six of a movie?
There's all kinds of movies that do that.
Right, that's bad. That's
not
good. There shouldn't
you
be.
You get involved in a character. Now we've got Jack Ryan being played by John Krasinski on Netflix or Hulu or some one of those. Maybe it's Amazon Prime. You get involved in the character, the ongoing stories. The James Bond movie franchise.
The stories are all the same.
The James Bond movie franchise is probably the most successful in the history of movies. Can you name the actors who have played James Bond?
Roger Moore.
That's one.
Sean Connery.
That's two.
Pierce Brosnan.
That's three.
Daniel Craig.
That's four.
That's all I got.
There was one other, I think. I can't remember him. We'll look at it. I can't remember.
Max, you got that?
Max can't remember.
Of course, it was Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, that's correct.
And there have been more. George Lazenby.
Yeah.
Daniel Niven for one film. David Niven.
David Niven.
Niven, I call him.
Just an awful day.
Niven?
David Niven, he was the most debonair of actors.
Yeah, because he had a little mustache.
Yes.
That's not debonair.
He was a debonair.
It's creepy is what it is.
David Niven was a debonair actor. An Englishman, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I would assume.
Very proper. Back in a moment, you're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.